The Army Corps of Engineers released a long-anticipated report late last week that officially calls for the replacement of the Bourne and Sagamore bridges with two new bridges. WCAI Morning Edition producer Sam Houghton took a closer look at the report. Sam, let's get to some of the basics. What will the bridges look like?
Yeah, I spoke with Scott Acone. He's an engineer with the Army Corps. He says the Corps is recommending building two bridges that will be a lot wider. We're talking 2 to 3 times as wide as they are now. Each bridge will have 3 lanes in both directions. 2 will be for what's called, you know, through traffic. Each will have what they're calling an auxiliary lane that will allow drivers to slow down to exit or to speed up to meet the other cars passing through. Really, it's to keep traffic flowing quickly. And each of those lanes will be wider, too. So as we all know, the existing lanes and the bridge, they're pretty narrow. But Acone says they'll have to meet highway standards with the new bridges. They're also proposing bike lanes, pedestrian paths, and a barrier between the two opposite lanes of traffic. And the Army Corps recommends building the bridges right next to the current ones so existing roads won't need to be completely changed.
The Army Corps of Engineers has been looking at this for a decade, and this report is lengthy. It's about 200 pages, and it listed in detail a number of alternatives, but the report summary says that new bridges are the best way to go. How much do they estimate it would cost for new bridges?
Yeah, Acone says it'll be a little more than $1 billion, so a lot of money. He couldn't recall offhand just how much renovating the existing bridges would be, but we've heard reports close to $1.5 billion, so actually cheaper to build new.
Mm-hmm. And they recommend the bridges be built next to the existing bridges, but there's not a lot of undeveloped land at the canal right there. So how will officials get around that problem?
Right. Building them in the same area won't require them to rebuild the roads, as we were saying. But the plan would require the Army Corps to take some land. It might require using land owned by Dunkin' Donuts in Bourne and some land at the Market Basket Complex in Sagamore. Also, it's important to note that the roads that meet the bridges are state roads, but Acone says that the Army Corps absolutely will not be working in a vacuum. They'll be working closely with Mass DOT on this.
So the Army Corps, as I said, they've been debating this for a long time. Actually, a lot of people have been debating this for a long time. And so this report is newsworthy because they are officially saying we need new bridges. Now, what about construction? Are we going to wait, you know, decades for that?
Right. This latest report is still preliminary, so it's difficult to say exactly when the replacement would move forward. But a big reason the Army Corps recommends new bridges is to avoid constant repair work, as we all know. With that in mind, Acone says that they are trying to avoid some work to the Sagamore Bridge that's coming up soon, which gives an indication that this could start within the next 5 or 6 years.
There is a significant rehabilitation of the Sagamore Bridge that would be required in 2025, and our hope is to not have to perform that rehabilitation work.
And that was Scott Acone. You talked to him. What are they planning to do with the old bridges?
Yeah, they're going to stay where they are until work on the new bridges are complete. But eventually, they will be demolished and the steel is going to be scrapped. The Army Corps hasn't figured out the details about how exactly they will come down or how much all that steel will ultimately be worth.
And how have some people in the business community responded? You know, we're all well aware of delays when repairs are happening on the bridge and what it can do for us. And again, I mentioned that this has been discussed a lot recently by a lot of people, from business people on up to federal officials.
Yeah, I talked with the executive director of the Cape Chamber, Wendy Northcross. She says the Army Corps recommendation is the right one when you consider some of the alternatives. There was talk of building a tunnel or replacing one bridge while repairing the other, even building a third bridge.
Literally after a decade of discussion and analysis and public input at all levels of government, we feel very confident that this decision and this recommendation is the best course of action. It's the best we could have hoped for.
Northcross also brought up something I thought was pretty interesting. The two bridges are a symbolic entrance to the Cape. You see them on postcards and calendars. And Northcross says they'll now have an opportunity to redesign that gateway, and she hopes people get involved.
Okay, so the Army Corps doesn't exactly have set designs in mind for these bridges. The public can get involved. So what are the next steps?
Yeah, this report is just a draft decision. You can actually look at the whole report at Cape Cod Canal Bridges Study.com. The Army Corps is hosting a number of public meetings to hear feedback. The first one will be next Wednesday at Bourne High School at 6 p.m. There's 5 other meetings planned in total. They'll be in Barnesville, Orleans, Boston, and in Plymouth.
And we will be following this story. That's Morning Edition producer Sam Houghton. Thanks.
Thanks, Catherine.